In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. Beloved brothers and sisters, today is the day of Holy Ascension. We have arrived. He who sat hidden for the ages on the throne of glory descended from the heaven of heavens, descended lower than the ranks of the archangels and the angels, descended all the way to the depths of the earth, being conceived in the womb of the Holy Virgin. This same one, the very word, wisdom, and power of God, having wrapped himself in our human estate, in the dust of our created matter, directed his downward trajectory even further to the baseness of suffering on the cross, to the point of death, the dark tomb, and all the way to the lowest point in the cosmos, the realm of the shady spirits, which is Hades. But with the divine force of his resurrectional might, the Lord Jesus Christ ascended from the agonized realms of Hades, rising in his glorified body and granting to his ever-growing band of disciples truly enlightened knowledge, knowledge of his victory over sin and death, and that he is the first fruits of the resurrection, and that he stood among his disciples. Beloved brothers and sisters, we heard from St. Luke in the reading from the Acts of the Apostles just now that the disciples were looking on. He was lifted up and a cloud took him out of their sight. They see him and then they don't see him. The Lord Jesus, having descended in humility from the heaven of heavens, made man for our sakes, lowering himself to crucifixion in the realms of the dead, now ascends to heaven, returning to his Father who had sent him for the fulfillment of our salvation. And yet, beloved brothers and sisters, we know that the Word of God, having descended and having become flesh, at the same time never departed from the bosom of the Father, never abdicated his divine sovereignty over all things, but he always remained with his Father on the throne. As the troparion of the Paschal Hours says, that troparion that which we sang for the 40 days of Pascha, in the grave with the body, but in Hades, with the soul as God, in paradise with the thief, and on the throne with the Father and the Holy Spirit, wast thou, O Christ, fulfilling all things, thyself uncircumscribed. And that is what's so important about this great feast of the Church, Holy Ascension. The Lord of Lords, who in his incomprehensible being fills all things, and yet is hidden and unknown to us mortals in his deep incomprehensibility, this one now ascends from the Mount of Olives through the seven heavens and sits down at the right hand of God the Father. He sits on the throne on which he has eternally sat in the bosom of his Father, but now in his risen and glorified flesh. And he has ascended to heaven, brothers and sisters, so that we too may ascend to the majesty of heaven through the same path that he's marked out for all of us, this path of humility, death to self, and love for the brethren. Let us walk humbly before all people. Let us not judge others or consider ourselves as something great. For we are assured that a life like this will lead inexorably upwards to the clouds of heaven and to the air. And so we will be with the Lord forever, as St. Paul tells us in 1 Thessalonians. To Christ, who has ascended from earth to heaven, be all glory, honor, and worship together with the Father and the Holy Spirit, now and ever and unto the ages of ages. Amen.